This is KERA News. I'm Miguel Perez. This morning at the White House, President Trump declared victory after the Senate voted to acquit him on two articles of impeachment. The president spoke of vindication, and he was also defiant as he blasted his critics as evil. Jeffrey Engel is director of the Center for Presidential History at SMU and an authority on impeachment. He talked today with Think host Chris Boyd about what the president's acquittal means going forward.
What do his remarks suggest to you about how the Trump presidency might proceed from here?
I think we're going to see everything that he's been doing sort of ramped up another level. That Trump, clearly at this point, if there was any filter on him, if there was any restraint on him, it's gone now.
One thing Americans can actually agree on right now was that the entire impeachment ordeal was highly politicized. You've made the case before that it was designed to be a political process. Why?
Well, there's really no secret to this in the sense that the founders wanted people to play out politics because they didn't think politics was a bad thing. We've got this negative tinge to the word. What they really wanted was for people to consider the fate of the nation and the fate of the community. What they were more worried about, of course, was partisanship, which is something which, you know, obviously George Washington was vehemently against, but also something that most of the people at the Constitutional Convention expected would happen over time. There simply is a long record within both the history of democracies and also the history of Britain to suggest that parties were going to arise at some point. They arose actually quite quickly, of course, in our country. And so there's a real sense in which the danger that would have been seen within the impeachment process from the founders is that senators would begin to associate, and House members would begin to associate themselves more with their party, them not so much with their nation, but with their institution. Because the Constitution, we should remember, was not set up as a separation of powers as much as a competition, a struggle of powers. That the whole idea was for Congress to jealously guard its prerogatives, and the founders would have expected that senators would have, in particular, held the president to account for violating the means of Congress more than anything else.
So here is Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah explaining his decision to defy his party by voting guilty on one of those charges.
Were I to ignore the evidence that has been presented and disregard what I believe my oath and the Constitution demands of me for the sake of a partisan end, it would, I fear, expose my character to history's rebuke.
Jeffrey, am I right that Romney is the first senator in history to vote against a president of his party facing impeachment?
Yes, exactly. I mean, we've only actually had a vote on impeachment, of course, now for a third time. But he's the first one to ever go against his own party. Of course, in Richard Nixon's case, there were many senators who had come out and said they would have voted against him, but they never got that far through to an actual impeachment trial. But I think one of the things that we have to take a step back and consider is that we are naturally having a knee-jerk reaction to saying that senators on either side, because they lined up almost entirely, except for Romney, on their partisan sides, must have been blinded in some way to their partisanship, especially those senators who, on both sides, said that what Donald Trump did was uncomfortable, was perhaps immoral or wrong, an abuse of power, but not enough to require him to be removed from office. That's actually exactly what the senators are supposed to do. Remember, they're not a jury. They're not there to judge whether their president was innocent or guilty of the charges. And they're not a judge. They're not there to render judgment. They're actually there to use their experience to say whether or not the president should be removed from office or whether it's in the best interest of the country. So I think there's a real sense in which when Senator Romney and others say that they want to apply impartial justice, we have to remember that every single person had their own definition internally of what impartial justice means, because it's really about justice for the nation. You could very well, very logically, at least in terms of the way the Constitution is written and the way the oath is written for senators, you could very easily tell yourself that the president has done any number of impeachable things, and yet I still think the president should remain in power and therefore vote to acquit in this trial. It's a weird, nuanced sense of how this is different than a regular trial. This is a trial about the national interest, not a trial necessarily about one man's guilt or innocence.